Really, when I was growing up in the 50s, it was almost its heyday from the point of view of the summer season. It was when everybody came to you. It was like the Blackpool of the East Coast, really. It was on a par with Blackpool, but on the East Coast. But we used to get people really from the Midlands, Nottinghamshire and the Midlands, Derbyshire. They used to come this way, whereas Lancashire and Yorkshire used to go the other way. But it was just great as a child because it was magic in the summer because you had all these famous names came. You know, we were really, it wasn't considered shameful to be in a summer show. It was what people aspired to be in. So we had so many good names down here. I mean, I remember seeing Mel Torme singing on the Wellington Pier on a Sunday concert. You know, every theatre was packed with these famous names. And I lived at the back of the Windmill Theatre and Tommy Trinder was on there. So we used to hang about and say hello to Mr. Trinder. We called him Mr. Trinder and he used to say, hello, kids. You know, he was really friendly towards us, but we thought that was a brush with glamour. You know, it was like Hello Magazine of its day, saying hello to Tommy Trinder. My mother was addicted to the marina, to the shows at the marina, so we went there several times a week. I think she had a thing for Mr. Waldini. She used to sit always in the same seat and Mr. Waldini would wave at her. And then Neville Bishop used to get us all marching around the top. He had a band, a McNamara's band. We always used to get up from our seat, the kids, and march around the top of the marina. But and then they had these beauty contests and glamorous grannies and most attractive family things. You know, it was all such good-natured, low-key fun, really. I mean, sounds really naff now, but at the time it was wonderful. And when I was growing up, the Wellington Pier in the winter used to host the pantomime, and that was really exciting because you'd sometimes go and it was windy and it was rainy and the waves were pounding around underneath and you walked across all this with the water underneath to go to the panto. It made it even more magical than a panto normally is for a child, just by the nature of where it was.